The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill, narrated by Peter Coates. Dedicated to Andrew Carnegie, who suggested the writing of the course, and to Henry Ford, whose astounding achievements form the foundation for practically all of the 16 lessons of the course, and to Edwin C. Barnes, a business associate of Thomas A. Edison, whose close personal friendship over a period of more than 15 years served to help the author carry on in the face of a great variety of adversities and much temporary defeat met with in organizing the course. Who said it could not be done, and what great victories has he to his credit which qualify him to judge others accurately? Napoleon Hill. Lesson 8. Self-control. You can do it if you believe you can. In the preceding lesson, you learned of the value of enthusiasm. You also learned how to generate enthusiasm and how to transmit its influence to others through the principle of suggestion. You come now to the study of self-control, through which you may direct your enthusiasm to constructive ends. Without self-control, enthusiasm resembles the unharnessed lightning of an electrical storm. It may strike anywhere. It may destroy life and property. Enthusiasm is the vital quality that arouses you to action, while self-control is the balance wheel that directs your action so that it will build up and not tear down. To be a person who is well balanced, you must be a person in whom enthusiasm and self-control are equalized. A survey which I have just completed of the 160,000 adult inmates of the penitentiaries of the United States discloses the startling fact that 92% of these unfortunate men and women are in prison because they lacked the necessary self-control to direct their energies constructively. Read the foregoing paragraph again. It is authentic. It is startling. It is a fact that the majority of a man's grief comes about through lack of self-control. The Holy Scriptures are full of admonition in support of self-control. They even urge us to love our enemies and to forgive those who injure us. The law of non-resistance runs like a golden cord throughout the Bible. Study the records of those whom the world calls great and observe that every one of them possesses this quality of self-control. For example, study the characteristics of our own immortal Lincoln. In the midst of his most trying hours, he exercised patience, poise, and self-control. These were some of the qualities which made him the great man that he was. He found disloyalty in some of the members of his cabinet, but...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?